Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Barry Moltz is here, too. Barry's back. He's a 17-year member of our Brain Trust, author of You Need to Be a Little Crazy, also Bounce, Failure, Resiliency, and Confidence to Achieve Your Next Great Success. And he's also has an outstanding 11-year radio show, which tells you he's, you heard me talk about being a little bit crazy. That's another indicator. He's our good friend, Barry. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Barry, one of the things that is a good thing to talk about when we launch into a new year, and now a new decade, is how do we deal with making adjustments? How do we make changes? How do we deal with change? And earlier in the previous hour, I was going over one of my longtime diatribes about the fact that change isn't different, but the velocity of change is different. The compression of time between what you know and are familiar with and the next thing coming at you, that compression of time is a lot more, and it's sped up change. It hasn't changed change, but it's sped it up, and that's making it hard for a lot of people to deal with, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really a dichotomy, because in one sense, you know, in small business, Jim, you got to change.
Yep.
At the same time, people have had a good amount of success. They're afraid to change what has made them successful.
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense, they stay where they are. I mean, we know that most of the great innovations that go on come from outside the industry.
That's,
you know,
right.
Look at Netflix and Uber and
disruptions.
Lyft. This didn't come from the taxi companies. This didn't come from Blockbuster. They come from outside, because those people were sitting on their success and they didn't want change to mess it up.
Well, our next guest, Joel Barker, is an expert on paradigms. And what you just described is a paradigm. A paradigm is the way we see the world, but we actually establish rules around that view. And when new things happen, it we think it's breaking those rules, and really it's giving us information, isn't it?
Right, exactly. And folks are really, let's face it, most people are afraid of change. You know, they'd rather trust the devil they know than the devil they don't know, as they crush it. I mean, the reason I started talking about this was I got really frustrated. You know, people would hire me to go help them fix their business. I would go, we'd sit down for half a day or a day, we'd decide, hey, here was wrong, here's exactly what you should do in order to change the way you're doing your business, to make more money, to make more profit. And then I would check back with them, and they would do nothing. They wouldn't make any change.
Oh, yeah.
They spent all this money on trying to do the change. And I was amazed by that.
They wanted you to give them a silver bullet that would make it easy, didn't they?
Well, exactly. I mean, a lot of people think just because they spent some money to change, Jim, they've already actually made the change. That's not the way it works. Change is hard.
Well, you know, Barry, think about this. When you show up, and I used to do this before I went crazy and started this media company, I was a consultant one-on-one with folks, and I would show up. Have you ever noticed how easy it is when you show up within an hour? You've already probably identified what they're doing wrong and how to literally turn their life around within an hour. So what that means is it's not that hard to see. And if you can see it, they can see it. They just don't want to see it.
Yeah. And again, I think it's difficult, because I think people really have that hard time to really make that change. And so I got to thinking, well, how can I get these people to make the change? And I think it really starts with, they have to remember what the value of making that change is.
Mm-hmm.
Why make that change? Because I don't think people make change unless they're in an incredible amount of pain. I mean, you really have to be in a really bad place to make that change.
And isn't that a shame, though? I mean, think of the money and the effort and the sweat, blood, sweat, and tears that goes into getting yourself to a position where you have to change or you die. I mean, it really ought to be easier than that, shouldn't it?
It should be, but remember, in this world, it costs a lot more money for painkillers than it does for vitamins, right?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, no, this you're exactly right. And it's sort of like losing weight, isn't it, Barry? In other words, I'm not going to lose weight unless being thinner is more compelling to me than the pie is.
Absolutely. You know, this past year I lost 15 pounds. And so what was the impetus for me losing 15 pounds? Well, I wanted to cycle much farther, some more distance races. And whatever weight I was carrying, I had to carry on the bicycle.
Right.
So that was compelling. If I want to go 100 miles, I had to lose some weight. So that's why I did it.
Well, everybody tries to get a 17-pound bike down to 16 pounds, right?
Exactly.
And then you're saying, well, why would I ride around in a 32-pound bike if I can ride if I can take 16 pounds off of it, right?
Listen, when I bought a bicycle, the guy said, well, maybe you want to buy these rims. They're 6 ounces lighter. And I'm going, well, I could lose a half a pound. That's probably less expensive.
And save some money. Yeah. So, no, these are things that every small business owner has got to look at themselves right now. And this is the thing. I think you will agree with me. Whenever you and I talk to a small business owner, it's not like they don't know what you know. It's that they don't – there is the pain isn't enough yet to make them make the change. And isn't the key, you said it earlier, I think, make the change before it costs you too much money or too much of whatever.
Yeah, I think that sometimes you get too far down the rabbit hole that you really can't recover. And I think where it starts, Jim, is really making very small changes. People have a hard time with big leaps.
That's it.
But if you can design a very small change, see what the results are and keep them accountable, that's the place to start.
One of the most powerful two words in change management is baby steps. What do you think?
Yep, baby absolutely. Steps. No question. I mean, again, people think that folks make progress in giant leaps, and they kind of make up that story after it happened, but really they got there through very small iterative steps.
Well, and the other thing is you make the good thing about it, baby steps, by definition, require small decisions, little bitty decisions, small adjustments, right? Not changing the world, just small ones, right?
Yeah, and here's the good thing. When you take baby steps, you have less of a chance of making any kind of fatal mistake.
There you go.
Which is really going to send your company in a tailspin, and you can always go back.
In case you're wrong, that's exactly right. Barry, I need your website, please.
It's www.barrymoltz.com, BarryMoltz.com.
Check it out, folks. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.